Wright State University's new semester begins today. School officials there are continuing to grapple with major staffing and budget issues. Some of these problems are holdovers from the last school year when Wright State trustees announced new budget cuts were needed to prevent state financial oversight. For more on this situation, WYSO's Jess Mador spoke with education reporter April Leslie. April, give us a rundown on Wright State's financial struggles, because this has been going on for a while, right? So what is new here?
So what's new right now is this expected drop in revenue. University is expecting that revenue will decline by $10 million this year. That's partially due to decreased student enrollment. Now, if you'll remember last year, the university cut $30 million from their budget. They also eliminated a number of positions. And then earlier this year, they announced they needed to cut an extra $10 million from the budget. And that was an effort to shore up their reserves to avoid state fiscal watch. Right now, the Board of Trustees really focused on this decline in enrollment, and they're encouraging school leaders to try some new innovative ways to attract students to the school. So that's where we're at right now.
But here we are with the start of school, and so some of these efforts to find new ways of attracting potential students won't happen right away. So what does this mean for administrators, staff, and faculty at Wright State?
So what that means for faculty right now is that, you know, this may have an effect on their ongoing contract negotiations. The faculty has been negotiating with the university for over a year now, and they haven't really made headway in the negotiations process, according to union officials. They went through the fact-finding process a couple of months ago, and that's basically, it's a mediation session between the university and the union. They both hash out what their demands are, and the fact-finder tries to come to a middle ground there. Now, we're still awaiting the release of that report. The latest development is that there was a meeting between the university president and representatives from the union. That's according to union president Marty Kitch. He told me that he was encouraged by the meeting because the president has never sat down with union representatives in that capacity before. But he also said that there are no meetings scheduled prior to the release of that fact-finding report, which is set to come out on September 11th.
So it sounds like faculty and the university are quite far apart. It sounds like they haven't made much progress, because I remember from last year, you know, faculty were saying they had already taken a hit from so many different directions with the college's budget problems, and they didn't want to give up more ground.
Right. So, yes, it does seem like they're still pretty far apart. The union spokesperson I talked to told me that they're not really optimistic about this fact-finding report, because it appeared that during the process, what the union wanted and what the university wanted were two very different things. And he doesn't think that the fact-finder is going to be able to come to a middle ground there that would be acceptable to the union. He also told me that there are still several issues on the table for the union, but one big one is tenure. They feel like a lot of the changes that university negotiators suggested were really aimed at eating away at tenure and reducing job security. I did ask a university spokesperson about this, and he declined to comment, and that's because as a matter of policy, Wright State doesn't comment on ongoing contract negotiations. At this point, faculty members are so upset that they're preparing to strike. Now, they amended their bylaws last year to allow for a strike, and they just released their strike platform. That's basically a document outlining all the reasons that they are preparing to strike right now. It's a long ways off, even if they do strike. We're awaiting the results of that fact-finding report, again, September 11th. After that, the union will get together and they will vote as to whether or not they'll accept this fact-finding report. If they approve it, it'll become the new contract. If they reject it, it could lead to a strike notice. The earliest possible we could see a strike, according to union representatives, is October 1st.
So Wright State officials really are facing a host of problems. You know, these are really difficult issues to get through, and it doesn't sound like it will be resolved anytime soon. What does all this mean for students?
Well, essentially, it means uncertainty for Wright State students, and that's something they've been dealing with for a number of years now. They've seen these budget cuts come through, they've seen their effects on the school as a whole, and they've had to deal with those things. I do want to add, though, that although Wright State's financial crisis is serious, and it has been going on for a long time, that other schools in our area, like Central State, for example, have dealt with similar issues, and they've mostly come out of it.
Thank you, April.
Thank you.